So this week's parsha is Parshas Re'eh, Devarim Veschanan Ekev Re'eh. Devarim is the book that is read in conjunction with the end of the year. As we journey this week is, of course, Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, so the last day of Av is on Shabbos, first day Rosh Chodesh, and the first day of Elul is on Sunday. I always feel such a sense of melancholy when I come to Elul. It's just, I don't know how else to describe it. You can't believe another year has passed, and you wonder what you have accomplished, and are you changed? Am I essentially the same as last year? Have I stuck to my resolutions, even though that sounds so cliche? Or am I coming before the Ribbono Shel Olam the same as last year? And it's a big avoda. And Elo, we have a chance. We're going to begin, at least the Sfardim begin Oyvei. The Sfardim begin with Slichos. We will all begin blowing shofar. In there, in the kitchen, there are bar stools. I brought one. No, I'm serious. Please go get one. Okay? Okay, Shah, sorry, please listen. We'll begin with Slichos and the David Hashem Ori V'Yishi Mimi Ira Kapito Chav Zayin, which we say twice a day, 13 psukim long. Whether you daven nusach Sfarad and you say mincha shachus and mincha, or you daven nusach Ashkenaz and you say shachus and Arvis, the David Hashem Ori V'Yishi Mimi Ira, a psalm, a capital. The David Hashem is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? Hashem Ma'oz Chayai, he is the strength of my life. From who shall I be afraid? If a camp camps against me, I will not be afraid. If war comes against me, I will have bitachon. One thing I ask from God, to dwell in the house of God all the days of my life, to bask, to behold the countenance of Hashem, to visit in His sanctuary, or raise my head over my enemies. Shema Hashem koli akra v'chaneni v'aneni. Hashem, hear my voice when I call out. Be compassionate to me. Answer me. And that's really what we're trying to elicit during this time of Elul, and then Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, and the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. There's such an emphasis on tefillah during this time period, from Slichos to Tzkiyah Shofar. Shofar is the wordless prayer of the soul, to Kapituch of Zion, to the Avinu Malkeinu, the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, Shir HaMalus Mimamakim Karasicha Hashem, Chaneni Va'aneni. Don't hide your face from me. Help me. When my father and my mother have abandoned me, Hashem will gather me in. Ulei hamanti leros betuv Hashem ba'aretz chayim kavel Hashem chazak v'yametzi be'echa v'kavel Hashem. It's such a time for introspection. It's a time to stop and take stock and wonder, am I a different person? Am I a better person? Have I improved anything at all since last year? And if the answer is yes, if you're fortunate enough that the answer is yes, then what can I improve this year? Can I change myself? Can I rise to the occasion? This week's parasha is Parashas Re'eh. Re'eh, see, Anochi Nosei Nefnechem Hayam Bracha Uklala. Moshe Rabbeinu says, see, I place before you today Bracha Uklala. Rashi points out, Ha'amuras Bahar Grizim Ubahar Evil, that are said on Har Grizim and Har Evil. By the way, before Rina Schnurb was killed 2 weeks ago, Devir Sorek was murdered. He was on his way back to his yeshiva in the Gush Etzion region. He was carrying books to give to his rabbeim. He was in a Hesder program. He was going to be 19. Rina Schnurb was going to be 17. He was going to be 19. 20 years before he was murdered, his grandfather, Rabbi Binyamin Herling, was murdered by, if anybody remembers, on a hike by Har Eva. I don't know, it was in the news that his mother's father was murdered. You could say it was the klala by Har Eivel, if you will. Re'eh Anochi Nosein Defnechem Hayam Brachu Klala. As a bracha, l'sher tishmu, al mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem, asher Anochi Mitzavcheschem Hayam. Bracha, that if you listen to the command of God that I'm commanding you today, and the klala, if you do not listen to the mitzvos Hashem, and you stray from the path that I'm commanding you today to go after other gods that you did not know. So when you come to the land, you'll place the bracha on Har Grizim, and like we just said, the klala on Har Evel. So you see that down to today, that Har Grizim, Har Evel, it can be a place, Rachmana, the son of Klala. The beginning of Parshas Re'eh always reminds me of the end of Parshas Nitzavim. Okay, Nitzavim Vayelech are usually read by the Aseret who made Teshuvah time. So our Parsha begins with Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifnechem Hayam Bracha U'Klala. That is, we have Kashrus in this week's Parsha. We call Kashrus Ma'achos Asuras. We have the Chagim outlined in this week's Parsha. But it begins with, it's Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chavav, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifnechem Hayam Bracha U'Klala. See, I place before you today blessing and curse. It always reminds me of the very end of Parshas Nitzavim. Perek Lamed, I'm all the way by Shvi'i. Okay, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tes Vav. So, we have in Perek Lamed ki a mitzvah zos asher anochi mitzavcha hayam lo niflesa himimcha v'lo rechoki. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I went to the end of Nitzavim. The mitzvah that I placed before you today, it's not a wonder, it's not far from you. The question is, what is the mitzvah? So some say the mitzvah is teshuva, and some say the mitzvah is limud Torah. Lo v'shamayim hi. The mitzvah, Torah is not in the heavens, mi alanu hashamayim avikacha, who can go up to the heavens and bring it down, and we will listen to it, and we will do, lo me'ever layam, it's not on the other side of the river, who will cross the river and bring it to us so we can listen and we can do, ki karav eilacha hadavar ma'od beficha u'bilvavcha la'asozo. It is very close to you. I do not believe, I don't think, according to calendar, that we're going to have class parashas Nitzavim, so this is really where I started in Re'eh, and I'm reading now from Nitzavim. Ki karav eilacha.
Because it's
Labor Day.
Must be closed, yeah.
Oh. No class next week. Closed. I'm surprised there's no notices out, actually.
Leo is on vacation.
So no class next week. It's Labor Day.
Right, so there's no class.
Okay, I'll remember.
Okay, no shiur next week. Because Oha's closed. No one confirmed that with me, but I'm assuming based on our past experience, okay? The matter is very close to you. Rashi says, what's very close to you in your heart and your mouth to do? Torah shebichtav and Torah shebaal peh. And then, why did I go to Nitzavim? Because the beginning of Re'eh always reminds you of Nitzavim. I read to you, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifnechem Hayam Brachu Klalak. And in Nitzavim, we read, Re'eh Nasati Lifanecha Hayam Esachayim Ve'esatov. And I think that these two psukim are very evocative of each other. Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifnechem Hayam. See, I place before you today, Bracha Uklala, blessing and curse. That's in Parshas Re'eh. And Parshas Nitzavim, Re'eh, Nasati lefanecha hayom, I place before you today, as a chayim ve'es a tov. And we could say that chayim and tov correspond to bracha and klala. Bracha is chayim, and klala is, where am I? Maves ve'es hara. That's how the pasuk finishes in Nitzavim. Re'eh nasati lefanecha hayom, see I place before you today, chayim and tov on the one hand, chayim and tov are bracha, maves and ra on the other hand, you could say correspond to klala. It's interesting that in our parsha, I just noticed this actually, re'eh anochi nosein lefnechem hayom, it's in the Lashon Rabbim. See, I place before all of you as a collective today the blessing and the curse. And in Nitzavim, Nasati Lefanecha Hayom, I place before you as the individual, the life and the good, the death and the bad. Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, La'ahavas Hashem Elokecha. I place it before you to love God, Malachas Bedrachav, to go in His ways, to keep His commandments and His statutes and His mishpatim, the Chayisa. You will live. Viravisa, you will become many. Hashem will bless you in the land that you're coming to inherit. If your heart strays and you go after other gods, I tell you today, avod tovedin, you will surely be lost. Your days will not be lengthened on the land that you're crossing the Jordan. I call the heavens and the earth to testify. Hachayim v'hamavis nasati lefanecha. I place before you life and death. Habracha v'haklala. I place before you blessing and curse. That's exactly what Moshe says in our parsha. Re'eh anochi nosein lefanechem hayam brachu klala. And in Nitzavim, I place before you chayim v'hamavis bracha and klala. And what is the summation? What is the climax of all of this? Uvacharta b'chayim. Man in life has choice. Once a person gets to the Olam HaEmes, we do not have Bechira anymore. There are no choices. Here we have two paths before us. One path is the path of Bracha, Chayim, Tov. On the other path is klala, maves, ra. In both parshas, in the beginning of the Re'eh and at the end of Nitzavim, Re'eh this year we're reading as our induction, if you will, into Chodesh Elul. Nitzavim Vayelech, Yishu Vayelech is always read by the Aser Smei Teshuvah. And Moshe is exhorting us, and he is encouraging us, and he is reminding us, and he is strengthening us. Davka, during this time period of Elul, of Tishrei, of the Yamim Noraim, that we all have a choice. Our choice is Uvacharta Bechayim. Rashi says, Ani mora lachem, I instruct you, Moshe says, Shetiv charu bechelak hachaim. You have to choose. Really relates to Malki's email, that we share the burden with our brothers, that we share the pain, that we should not become robots, and we should not become ever computers, and we should not be dulled to the maves that exist and the ra that exists in life, but nevertheless, uvacharta bechayim, laman tichya. I instruct you, Rashi says, Moshe says, that you shall choose the portion of life. Like a man who says to his son, choose a nice portion in my estate. And he stands him to the nicest portion and he says, choose this. And that's what Hashem is saying to us. Moshe lays out the whole Torah before us. In Sefer Devarim, Mishnah Torah is Moshe's own words. It differs from the first four books of Torah, and that God instructed those, and Moshe transcribed. And here Moshe, who perhaps you could say lived to see his final dream, his final vision unfulfilled, Moshe exhorts the people, I'm telling you what to do. I'm telling you to choose life. Laman tichya. So that you shall live. Atav v'zarech, it's not enough that you shall live. But you should entrust this to your children. What is life? What is choosing life? La'ahava es Hashem Elokecha. To love Hashem your God. The language of Sefer Devarim is so moving and poetic. It's so impactful and stirring. The Lashon HaKodesh. La'ahava es Hashem Elokecha. To love Hashem your God. Lishma b'kolo. Listen to his voice. If you want to know what Chaya means, I'm giving you the magic potion, says Moshe. Uladav kabo, cling to God. Ki hu chayecha ve'orech yamecha. Only in the Ribono Shel Olam do we have life and length of days. La'sheves al ha'adama, to sit upon the land, asher nishba Hashem lavosech ala Avraham, liyitzchak uliyakov la'teislehem. So we have between these two parshas, this Re'eh Anochi, both appears in Parshas Re'eh and in Parshas Nitzavim, and Moshe exhorts us to choose life. It's brought down the Sefer Parshas Torah. Re'eh Anochi, it's like a Hasidic style word. Moshe is saying, I place before you blessing and curse. And in Nitzavim, in Perek Lamed, and he says, I place before you life and good, death and bad, and I place before you, it says again in Nitzavim, HaBracha V'Aklalu V'Charta V'Chaim, there is no one more perfect than Moshe Rabbeinu to tell us to choose life based on his own life experiences. And it's brought down in the Sefer Parshas Torah, Re'eh Anochi. Just look at those two words. Moshe is saying, see me. Re'eh, see, Anochi, me. See what choosing life, what Torah can do to a person, not in a Baal Gaiva dick way. This is how it's brought down. Moshe is not saying, see that I'm the greatest thing since Adam, even though technically he was the greatest thing since Adam. Moshe, Moshe, lo kam kamosha. Re'eh, Anochi, see before me. What? See me. See what a person who chooses life, who chooses Chaim, who chooses Tov, who chooses to love God, to cling God, to listen to the mitzvos, to understand, ki hu chayecha ve'orech yamecha, see me. I want to talk a little bit today about what was brought up last week. Can I open the window a little? I want to talk about a little bit of what was brought up last week. And we haven't spoken about it yet this year. And that is the personality of Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to speak a little bit about the personality of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we had here just an excerpt of the language of the Lashon of Sefer Devarim. Sefer Devarim begins with Ela HaDevarim Asher Dibir Moshe Al Kol Yisrael. These are the words that Moshe spoke to the entire assembly of Israel. Be'Ever HaYarden, on the other side of the Jordan River. Rashi says Al Kol Yisrael. If he would have only given Tochacha, rebuke to a part of them, those that were not there would have said, we didn't hear from him. So it's not relevant to us. Moshe gathered everybody. Nobody could say they did not hear Sefer Devarim. And when it says Al Kol Yisrael, he's not only speaking to them, he's speaking to us. These are the words that Moshe spoke to the entire assembly of Israel. And we already said it was in the 40th year, on the 11th month, on the first of the month. He spoke to the children of Israel, and he composed this masterful book of Sefer Devarim. And every single year, so was touched upon last week, and I want to develop it more in depth this week. And every single year when we come to the book of Devarim, and I really just marvel, it's just so kedai to just let yourself read the book of Devarim. Just read the parashos. You don't have time for the mafarshim. Just pay attention during Kriyas HaTorah if you go to shul. Or at home, it's just worth it to pick up. The parashos aren't so long. And look at the book of Devarim that Moshe composed. And it does not fail to move me every year, because it all goes back to the book of Shmos. And in the book of Shmos, and I'm not telling you anything that's such a pella, but when Hashem appears to Moshe at the snare, you know, Moshe's just a shepherd, and he's working for Yisro, and he has Sipporah, and he has this nice life, and he's living away from the metropolis of Egypt. And one day, he's shepherding the sheep, Alhar Elokim, Chorev, Choreva. He finds himself, unbeknownst to him, at what will become Har Sinai, and he sees this unbelievable scene, and there's a burning bush, and Hasneh Einenu Uchal, it's not being consumed, let me turn, let me see what's going on here. God calls him from the burning bush. So Bekitzer, Hashem says, do I have a mission for you? And again, we said a few weeks ago, I believe, the first thing Hashem said to him is, Anochi Elokei Avicha, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Moshe hides his face. And Hashem says, I am coming down to save my people from Egypt. Ula aloso mina artzahi, al eretz tovu rechava, al eretz zavas chalvudvash, al makom aknani, yachiti, amori, prizi, chivi, vusi. Before Hashem says anything about Matan Torah and the Makos of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem says, I have a mission for you, Moshe. Where are we going? Eretz Yisrael. It's the first thing that Moshe is told. We're going to Eretz Yisrael. Mamash, yes, he's told, take off your shoes, because the place where you're standing is holy. And after the introduction, the first thing Mamash Hashem says, I've seen the affliction of my people in Egypt. I've heard their cries because of the taskmasters. I know their pain. I'm coming to save them from the hands of the Egyptians. I'm taking them out of this land to the good, wide land, to the land flowing with milk and honey, to the land of the Shiva Ummos. And this is how Moshe is introduced to his mission. And of course, Moshe refuses. Before I go on to Moshe's refusal, I want to share with you a vart from last week's parsha. You know, you could sometimes read the same Rashi tens of times, mamish tens of times, and you don't realize the lesson in this Rashi. In fact, in Kriya Shema, we say, last week's parsha, a pasuk says in Kriya Shema, Im Shema Tishmu Al Mitzvosai, Asher Anochi Mitzav Chayeschem Hayom. Rashi says, what's Im Shema Tishmu? Im Shema Bayashan Tishmu Bechadash. If you listen to the old, you'll listen to the new. What does that mean? We say these words every day. It's what we call the second paragraph of Shema. If you listen to the old, you will listen to the new. What does that mean? I don't know what it means. So we have footnotes in the art school. If you will review that which you have studied, you will gain new insights. So I try very hard not to repeat my material, what I teach, but you should know that sometimes repeating is very important. Why? Because that's what Im Shamo Tishmu. If you listen to the old, you listen to the new. What does that mean? If you review your material, it's not going to be the same learning. Oh, you think you're saying the same var? Really, it's going to be, there's a new insight that's going to emerge from here. The first thing Moshe is told is we're going to Eretz Yisrael by the Sneh. So I was reading through the parasha last week with Rashi, and I was sitting on the couch, and I said, whoa. My daughter said, what? I said, I just thought of something. Kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzav chahayam tishmul na'a. So it's Perachas Pasuk Av. We spoke about this Pasuk last week. All the mitzvah that I'm commanding you today you should do, so you will live, l'man tichyun, u'revisem, you will become many, u'vasem, you will come, v'yirishem as ha'aretz asher nishba Hashem lo v'zechem. That is how Perek Ches and last week's parasha begins. Kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzav chahayam, tishmu na'asos, all the mitzvah that I am commanding to you today you should guard to do, l'man tichyun, you should live. Uravisim, you will become many. Uvasim, v'yirishim es ha'aretz, asher nishma Hashem lo v'seichem. Okay, everyone's with me. Moshe begins Perachas by saying, listen to the whole commandment, so you will live, so you will come to inherit the land. What's the first thing he's told by the snare after take off your shoes? What does Hashem say? Why am I here?
Inherit the land.
To bring the people to Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. Rashi says, kol ha-mitzvah, kipshuto. What does that mean? Kipshuto? Pasha psha. You should fulfill the whole mitzvah. Umedrash agada. And Rashi says there's a drash interpretation also. I'm just quoting Rashi. Im hitchalta b'mitzvah, gemar osa. If you have begun a mitzvah, you shall complete it. What did you say?
That was my father, Olav Shalom's favorite expression to me.
Im hitchalta b'mitzvah gemar osa?
Yeah, ha-machil b'mitzvah omrim lo gemar.
She'eina nikreis ela al shem ha-gomra. The mitzvah is only called by the name of he who completes it. So when Moshe says, as kol ha-mitzvah she'er nochi mitzvah, ha-pashar pshah means do the mitzvahs. Drash means kol ha-mitzvah. Make sure you actually do the whole mitzvah. Then Rashi gives an example. She'ne'emar. That's Atzmos Yosef, Asher Havlo B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, Kavru B'Shem. The bones of Yosef, which the children of Israel brought from Egypt, they buried in Shem. V'halo Moshe Levado Nit Asek Bahem L'Ha'alosam. Wasn't Moshe the one who was busy with taking up the bones of Yosef? Ela Ba, Lefi Shelo Hispik L'Gomra, because he did not manage to complete the mitzvah, U'Gamaru HaYisrael, when they crossed the Jordan under Yoshua, Israel finished the mitzvah, Nikre Al Shemam. It is called by their name. Now this is what Rashi tells us. Rashi is quoting Medrash Tanchuma. Rashi is quoting Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Ekev, Simen Vav. I went to look up Simen Vav. We're really all over today, okay? We're in the beginning of Devarim, we're in Ekev, we're in Re'eh, we're in Nitzavim, we're in the whole Devarim, sort of. Not exactly. Medrash Tanchuma, Simen Vav. Davar, you know, when Rashi quotes the Medrash, or when Rashi quotes the Gemara, he doesn't give you, Rashi is concise, doesn't give you the whole word, he gives you the lesson. But it's very helpful to look at the source. Simen Vav, Davar Acher, Kol HaMitzvah. Im Hitchalta B'Mitzvah, Harei Gomer Eskula. I took a picture of my Medrash at home, this is from my Sefer at home, okay? If you began the Mitzvah, behold, you should finish the whole thing. Lama, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Misha Maschil B'Mitzvah, Achrei Kein Ba'acher U'Gemara, Nikreis Al Shem Gamma. If you began a mitzvah, and someone comes, and they finish the mitzvah, it's called by the name of he who finishes the mitzvah. Mimi Atalamed, who do you learn this from? Mimosha, from Moshe. Kevan Shayatsu Yisrael Mimitzrayim, when Israel was leaving Egypt. Ma Kisiv. What does it say? Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo. Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him. That's from the beginning of Beshalach, Perek Yud Gimel. Then the Medrash tells you a story. Kol ha'am oskin babizak. The whole nation was busy with the spoils from Yitzias Mitzrayim. U'Moshe hayam mitapel ba'atzmos Yosef. Moshe was busy with something else. What was he busy with? The bones of Yosef. Bava amad bein ha'aronos. He went and he stood in the place. I guess there were a lot of coffins there. Tza'ak ve'amar. Moshe calls out and he says, Yosef, Yosef. So we just established everyone is busy with. Acharechein yetzir b'chush gadol. Everyone's busy with. V'sha'al ish mishchenta klei kesev v'klei zahav. Everyone is busy getting the gold and the silver from the neighbor. So you should be able to say, Acharechein yetzir b'chush gadol came true. And Moshe is not collecting anything. He's busy with Atzmos Yosef. He goes and he stands amongst the coffins and he calls out and he says, Yosef, Yosef, Higia Hashasha Kosh Baruch Hu Golal Espanav. The time has come that God is redeeming his sons. Hashchina me'ukaves. Yisrael va'anenei kavod me'ukavin lach. Everyone is being held up by you. We're all waiting for you. The Shechina is waiting for you. We're dependent upon you. Yisrael is dependent on you. The anenei kavod im ata megala es atzmecha. If you reveal yourself, mutav. Good. Ve'im love, and if not, anu niki'im mishvu ascha. We are clean from our oath. What's the oath? What was Yosef's last thing that he said on his deathbed? Ayash be Yosef es achav. Le'imar Yosef, may his brothers take an oath. He swore to them, saying, Pakor givkor elokim eschem. But what's your part of the deal? You better take me out of here. Don't leave me here. So if you want to come with us, I'm here. I'm telling you, I don't know which is your Aaron. You died a very long time ago. We've been in Egypt a total of 210 years. The Shebrew is 116 years. I don't know which Aaron exactly you are. The Egyptians don't want Yosef to leave. But I'm here. Come up. And if you reveal yourself, great. And if not, we are clean from our oath. I.e., we did our status. Miyad, nizda aza arono. Aaron of Yosef began to move, to shake, to tremble. Not lo v'halach. Moshe knows which one it is. He takes it and he goes, Nistalek Moshe b'midbar v'lo nichnas la'aret. So Moshe schlepping the bones. But what happens to him in the desert? You're not going into? All right, Yisrael. Hichnisu Yisrael atmos Yosef v'kavru os. And I'm still quoting from Medrash Tanchuma Simin Vav in Parshas Ekev. The Bnei Yisrael took Yosef's bones and buried them. V'tala ha-mitzvah bahen. And they got credit for the mitzvah. Shenemar v'es atmos Yosef. This is from Sefer Yeshua, Perach of Dalet. The bones of Yosef. Asher ha'alu Bnei Yisrael mi-mitzrayim. What do you think it should say? Asher ha'ala Moshe mi-mitzrayim. No, the bones of Joseph that the Bnei Yisrael brought out from Egypt. Kavru b'shchem. They buried in Shechem. L'kach amar lam kol ha-mitzvah. Therefore, Moshe says to them, complete what?
The entire
mitzvah, if you want to get credit for it. So I'm reading this Rashi. And I really realized something unbelievable that I never realized before. Im shema tishmu. Am mitzvah, sorry. Im shema b'yashan tishmu b'chadash. Don't think that review, don't think learning the same material is exercise in futility. You never know what Ha'ara is going to come. Don't think you got a shir. You already heard this shir. It's not the same shir. It doesn't matter if it's the same content. There's going to be something else. Don't think if you read this Rashi tens of times that you're reading the same Rashi. You don't know what you're going to learn. Im Shema Tishma. And I had an unbelievable realization. Baruch Pokeach Ivrim. The first thing Moshe is told by the snare is, yes, take off your shoes. The place where you're standing is holy. I am the God of your fathers. But the first purpose that was revealed to him is we are going to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe is not going into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe doesn't get the schar of Yosef's bones for Eretz Yisrael. And I realized something unbelievable. It's not enough that Moshe doesn't get to go into Eretz Yisrael. This Rashi is not just dumb, quoting Medrash Tanchuma. I am sure that Chazal could have come up with a different example of im hitchalta b'mitzvah, if you began the mitzvah, make sure the Gemara also to finish it. I'm sure there are other instances that we could learn if you began a mitzvah, make sure to finish it. What dafka are Chazal teaching us here? Not only is Moshe not going into Eretz Yisrael,
he's not getting credit.
Not only are his bones not going into Eretz Yisrael, he can't even get credit for someone else's bones being zoche to kavur Yisraelis ba'aretz Yisrael. There is no connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and Eretz Yisrael. You're not going in. Ya'an lo ha'amamtim bilak disheni le'enei b'nei Yisrael l'chein lo saviu es ha'kahal hazeh ala arz asher nishba l'avosham. Parachav, chukas. Because you didn't believe in me to make a Kiddush Hashem, lachain lo saviu. But I signed up for a job by the snap. What was my job by the snap? Before Hashem says anything about Matan Torah, before Matan Torah is introduced, God says, I've seen affliction, I've heard their cries, I'm coming down, lo hatzilam in Mitzrayim, ulahaloso al eretz, zavas chalav udvash. I'm taking them to a land of milk and honey. You did not make a Kiddush Hashem by the snap, by the May Mariva, you're not going. So not only is he not going in, so we didn't do Veschanan. We were in Devarim. We were in Ekev. We were in Re'e Nitzavim. So in Veschanan, Moshe Davin, so go into Eretz Yisrael. Vashchanan al Hashem, ba'isa zemar, Hashem, atar hechilosa la'osas avdecha, es godladcha, es yarcha chazaka, asher mi alba shamayim, asher yasa k'masech k'vasecha, e'brana ve'ara, es arza tova ze, atar tova levonen. Rashi says, he wants to go in, he wants to see Yerushalayim, he wants to see Har Maria, Masech HaSota, Yudal Ralf, he wants to do mitzvos atulios ba'aretz. You're not going in. You're not going in for kavura, and you will not have the schus of your name being associated with kavuras Yosef. It's an added degree of disassociation between Moshe and Eretz Yisrael. He cannot have any connection to Eretz Yisrael. How unbelievable that the very pasuk where Medrash Tanchuma quotes this word is as follows. Ready? Kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayam. What does Medrash Tanchuma say by kol ha-mitzvah? If you start the mitzvah completed, who do you learn it from? Moshe and Atzmos Yosef. Tishmun l'masos, l'man tichyun, u'revisem. What does Moshe say? U'vasem v'yerishtem es ha'aretz. It's not just the Medrash Tanchuma teaches me this on Kol HaMitzvah. What is the conclusion of the Pasuk? Make sure to do the whole mitzvah so you will live and you will come to inherit the land of Israel. I, unlike me, I was not zocha to come to the land. I was not zocha to be buried in the land. I'm not even zocha that Atzmos Yosef should be bearing Eretz Yisrael upon my name. But you, uvasem v'yirishtem es ha'aretz, asher nishba Hashem lovaseichem. Make sure you choose. Make sure you get to Har Grizim and Har Evil. Make sure you choose a bacharta b'chayim l'man tichyur. Nitzavim, what does he say? I tell you today, you will be surely lost if you don't listen to the mitzvos. Your days will not be lengthened. Al ha'adama. Asher ato over sayarde navo shama lirishta. Sefer Devarim is replete with references and shavach of Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe is not going in. And only is he not going in. And not only are his bones not going in, but Atzmos Yosef will not even be credited to Moshe. And Moshe stood by the Arnos when everyone else is busy with the biza, saying, Yosef, Yosef, come up, come up. And he took him. Why Moshe? By the way, I told one of my boys, because he's from Levi. And who instigated the sale of Yosef? Shimon and Levi. They were the ones who were primarily responsible. Sorry, not primarily. They were.
Amen.
Thank you for the water. So Moshe has an echrayus to rectify the sin of the B'nai Levi. And yet, so disassociated is he from Eretz Yisrael that he's not going in, his bones aren't going in, and Atzmos Yosef will not be credited to Moshe Rabbeinu. I heard a week and a half ago, I was listening to a shir of Rav Shai Schechter. I don't remember where he quoted the source from, but I believe he said that there's a Gemara that says that in the end of days, Hashem, there will be a big su'uda. I'm quoting what I heard in the shir. I did not see it inside. There will be a big su'uda with all the tzaddikim and gedolim and our leaders. Who will be at the su'uda? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Mordechai HaTzadik, the Ramban, the Rambam, the Tur, Yosef Karo, the Rama, the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Chavetz Chaim, Rabbi Arnei B'Shtayman, Zecher Tzadikim, Mevracha, all the tzaddikim will be at the su'uda. And when they finish the su'uda, someone eats the bench. Last week's parasha, Perachas, v'achalta v'savatu v'irachtas Hashem elkecha al ha'aretz satova shenasanach. The whole purpose of Birkas Hamazon, we forget, we're in a lot of parashas today, everybody. The whole purpose of Birkas Hamazon is to bless Hashem for the good land. V'achalta v'savatu v'irachtas Hashem elkecha. It doesn't say you'll bless him for the steak and the salad. It says you'll bless him al ha'aretz satova shenasanach. In fact, the Gemara learns out, how do you know you need three for Zimun? V'achalta chad, quoted by the Chizkuni, v'savata trei, uveirachta harei shlosha. You need minimum of three for Zimun. You learn it out from that pasuk. At the end of the days, there's going to be more than three. There's going to be all the tzaddikim and all our leaders and all our gedolim and all our rabbanim and Ravina and Rav Ashi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva. So they're going to say who should make mezumin. Could you imagine? How should you choose? Who's the greatest? Aaron HaKohen. Who's they going to choose? Who's going to make mezumin? I'm not talking about the simple people. I'm talking about the gedolei hador in every generation who led us through this terrible galus. Finally, it's the Su'ud HaMashiach. Thank God he came. Who's going to bench? So they're going to say, you know, Moshe, you should bench. Because you're Moshe Rabbeinu. They're constantly teaching us. He's telling me today, Uvachar de Bachayim. He's saying, Re'e Enochi, look at me. Look what Torah does for a person. In every generation. He wasn't talking to them 3,800 years ago. Re'e Enochi, no saying the Fnechem Abracha Valkala. Re'e Nasan, the Fnecha, Yab, Mesachayim, Mesotol, Vesamavis, Vesara. He's not telling them, he's telling me. They're going to say, Moshe, you should bench. Moshe's going to say, I can't. Because I have a chisaron. I never went into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, at the Su'uda, in the end of days, by Hashem, and by all the Gedolim, Moshe will not. Re'e Anochi, there's no one greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Naaman, b'chol beisi Naamanu. Peh el peh el daber bo, lo b'mara, lo b'tmunos, lo b'chidos. There's no one like Moshe. But he has a chisaron that I'm going to venture to say that all of us in this room, I hope, have been zocha to have. It seems so simple in our generation. He says, I can't lead the zimun uveirachta Hashem elkecha al haaretz hatova shenasanach. I didn't go in. My bones didn't go in. And I can't even get credit for Yosef's atmos going in. So I cannot lead this mezumah. And it's even further because it goes even further. There's a medrash, a famous medrash that says, he who is modeh, I saw this medrash first brought down, the first time I ever saw this medrash was in a brook brought down by Rav Moshe Lichtenstein. Okay, it's the first time I ever saw this medrash many years ago. In a sefer by Rav Moshe Lichtenstein. There's a famous medrash that says, he who is modeh ba'artso, he who is modeh in his people, will be rewarded by going into the land, and he who is not moda will not be rewarded. What does this mean? The first thing Moshe was told by the burning bush is, you're going into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, then Moshe spends a lot of time arguing with Hashem, 7 days to be exact, about why he can't be the leader. Aaron's better. The people won't believe in me. Each of these is a hoshir in and of itself. I'm kvad pav, kvad lashon, which is why I marvel every single year at the Book of Devarim. It's so inspiring, Devarim. Now Moshe, who said, and was brought up last week, Moshe said, I'm not a man of words. I'm not an orator. I cannot lead. I have nothing to say. Becomes a Moshe Rabbeinu of Sefer Devarim. Just marvel at the Lashon. Just look at the Pesukim. Just read the Lashon HaKodesh. Not only the English. Look at his words. Moshe says, I can't do it. And he had a lot of obstacles, you could say, in his life. He overcame each one to stay the true Evan Naaman Karasolo, who composed the eminent book of the Book of Devarim, and inspires me, Mamish, every single year. It's a Musar Haskel for all of us, that all the Nisyonos that we face, we can overcome them. We can rise to greatness, even when we think we can't. So Moshe goes back to Yisro, and he says, I have to leave. The first time Moshe appears by Yisro is in Pasuk Beis. Right. The Kohen Midyan, Moshe runs away. According to the Ramban, to Shemos 2:25, Moshe was 20 when he ran away, 80 when Hashem speaks to him. So how many years is he running away for? 60. The Ramban says Midyan's at the very tail end. Ramban writes he went from Medina el Medina, Meir le'ir, Me'mamlacha u'mamlacha. He's like a fugitive. He's mamish running for 60 years from place to place. He finally settles down in Midyan. Okay? The Kohen Midyan had 7 daughters, and they come and they draw water and they fill the trough to water the flock of their father, and the shepherds came and they chased them away, but Moshe gets up and he saves them. Okay? So they come home early that day. And he says, Madua mi harten bohayam, you were so fast today. Why did you come home so quickly today? Vatomarnach, well, they say, Ish mitri yitzilanu miyad haroim, an Egyptian man saved us from the shepherds, and he also drew water for us, and he watered the flocks. And he says to his daughters, where is he? You left their savior there. Call him and we'll feed him a meal. Okay. So Moshe is identified as an Egyptian man. You also have to remember that he grew up in the house of Paro. He grew up in the palace of Paro. I don't think that Moshe looked, I don't know what garb he wore, but I don't think he looked like the Gedolim today. What? He had a strimal? I don't think he had a strimal. I don't think that he had a strimal. Okay. I don't know that he had a white shirt and black pants.
No Borsalino?
I'm not really making fun. I have a son who only wears white shirts and dark pants. We were going to Ein Gedi. My husband said, are you packing shorts and a t-shirt? He said, no. This is what he wears. If he wears it in Ein Gedi, if he wears it everywhere else, he's going to wear it there. So I'm really not making fun. Okay? I have a child who only dressed like this. Baruch Hashem. I don't think that Moshe looked like that. Right? I don't think that that's what he looked like. He looked like an Egyptian. Right? Who named him Batya? Okay, I know the Medrash, she's going to convert, whatever. She's an Egyptian princess. Bas Paro is the one who names him. Okay, he has some variation, even though the linguist Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch, was that a Hebrew name, was that a Mitzri name? Pasha Psha, you can't ignore the Pshat of the Psukim. Bas Paro saves him, Bas Paro names him. He grows up in the palace until he's the age of 20 years old. So the father says, why did it come home so quickly today? Where are the bullies? So they say, oh, an Egyptian man saved us. So I don't have a Bereshit in front of me. I should have just brought a Tanakh, so we would have had Chamishu Chimshei Torah. It would have been easier since we're all over the place. But Yosef is not referred to. He's the CEO of Egypt and the CFO and the COO, Chief Executive Officer, Chief Financial Officer, and the Chief Operating Officer. When he's in jail, Yosef says about himself, Gunav, Gunav, Gunavti me'aretz ha'ivrim. V'gam po lo osisi mu'uma. Hisamu osi babar. I've been abducted from the land of the Hebrews. Before we were called Jews, which is after Shevet Yehuda. And when we went into exile, we were called Hebrews. H-B-R is the root word. It's Aver. We were called Ivrim, Hebrews.
The other side.
The first time we see that is by Avram Avinu. Ayavo Pali Vayged Avram Ivri Kinish Ba'achiv. So Rashi says, Shabbam Eivar Nar. It's a whole different shir. I spoke about that whole shir a couple weeks ago on Shabbos. We are called Hebrews. Yosef says about himself, I have been stolen. Me Eretz Ha'ivrim. I have not done anything. When Ishus Potiphar and Periklamates seduces him and he runs away, she catches him and he leaves his garment in her hand. And they come home and she says, look at this. Heviu lanu ish ivri litzachik banu. Wow, I'm innocent, says Mrs. Potiphar. You brought a Hebrew to make fun of us. When the Sar Hamashkim remembers his sin, eschata'ai ani mazkir hayom. Ah, I remember that I forgot someone in jail from 2 years ago. Me and the Sar Ofim were in jail. Visham itanu na'ar ivri avad. Yosef is repeatedly referred to as an ivri by Mrs. Potiphar, by himself, by the Sar Mashkim. He is identifiable. He is clearly Shem Shemayim Shagar Baviv. He's known as an ivri. And the Medrash tells us that he who is moda by his land will be zocha to the land. He who is not moda to the land will not be zocha to the land. And it's talking about who? Yosef and Moshe. He who is ish mitzri hitzilanu will not be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. He who is an ish ivri will be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. How unbelievable. When the pasuk says, kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha yom tishmul la'asos, along comes the Medrash and says, if you start a mitzvah, complete it. Who do you learn it from? Moshe. Not only Moshe, Moshe in juxtaposition to Atzmus Yosef. You think it's an accident that Moshe and Yosef are the two people here compared by the Medrash when we're talking about the bones of Yosef? Moshe, who's identified as an Ish Mitzri, is busy with the bones of Yosef, who identifies himself and is identified by everyone else as an Ish Ivri. I don't know why. I don't think Yosef either wore white shirt and black pants. We know he had a golden, he had robes, and he had the necklace, Ravita Zav, and he had a chariot. In some way, he was always identifiably different. And Yosef was Zocha to Kavur Yisraelis. And Moshe was not. And not only was Moshe not Zocha to Kavur Yisraelis, but he can't even get credit for Atzmus Yosef being buried in Eretz Yisrael. Well, Moshe says to us, choose well. We have to be careful. What does he say next? That I am commanding you today, don't make, he's talking to all of us. It's very hard because we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. So how could we exactly talk about Moshe Rabbeinu like this? We really can't. We're quoting from Mamre Chazal.
If we don't talk about him like this, then his whole lessons are not worth anything. It's like his life was in vain. You have to talk about him like this because it's a lesson for all of us. He sacrificed.
One second. I don't think we could say Moshe's life was in vain.
No.
I never said that.
I said if we don't talk about it.
Oh, if we don't talk about it.
We don't talk about the sacrifice he made to teach us.
So that's exactly right. So it's hard to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu like this, but that's exactly correct. At the end of the day, we have to say, what's the Musar Haskel for us? Moshe, on the one hand, did not let his, I don't want to use the word failings. I don't know what to say. He did not let his failings, excuse me.
Deficits.
Yeah, I don't want to say that either.
Lost opportunities.
Moshe did not let his missed opportunities stand in the way of becoming who he became. The person who said, Lo ish devarim anochi gam miltmol, gam shosham, gam me'az debarcha esavdacha, became the man of Eile hadvarim asher dibur Moshe al kol Yisrael. And yet he overcame so much. So many missed opportunities. Opportunities by Mei Meriva. The times Rosh says at the end of Bamidbar, Bala Kal Kla'as, Bala Kal Ta'us. Three times that he became angry and he erred in Halacha. The sacrifice of not being able to be a husband and a father because he sacrificed for the people. He did not let it stop him. After he accepts his job, you never again hear about a speech impediment. It's unbelievable. After he says, I can do this, never again do you hear about this kvad pe, what just disappeared? Now he doesn't have kvad pe, kvad lashon. He overcame. And yet there's something that remains so tragic. And that's the lesson for us. And specifically today, we have to make sure, every time he says, v'charta b'chayim, he's not even talking about Torah mitzvah. So there's always a line in there about Eretz Yisrael. Right? Hey, see what I put you before you today, the bracha and klala. Re'ei anochi. Look at me. Look at my successes and look at my missed opportunities. Make sure you get to Har Gerizim and Har Eivel that are on the other side of the Yarden. Not like me. Re'ei Anochi. Look at me. Look at my life. Learn from my life. Uvacharta b'chayim l'man tichya. So you should love God. You should listen to his voice. You should cling to him. He is your life and the length of your days. And how does he finish? L'shaves al ha'adama. Asher nishba Hashem lavasecha. He's always going back to where? Eretz Yisrael. But in the beginning of his career, he wasn't identifiable as a Hebrew. That's what I have trouble saying. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, but I think it's a Musar Haskel for us. We can't be identified as Jews when it's too little, too late. You have to make sure from the outset that everybody knows who we are, that we're proud of who we are. When someone sees us, they say, that person's an Ivri. That person may be an exile. They may be Ganuv, Gunavti, Me'eretz HaIvrim. Hevi lanu ish Ivri letzachik banu. V'shami tanu nar ivri aver. Because if I try and identify through somebody else as an ivri, it's too late. Moshe was busy with Atzmus Yosef. You can't identify with your land and with your people through somebody else. Make sure you live a whole life. Bacharta b'chayim, re'ei anochi. Look at all of my experiences. He was the greatest prophet who ever lived. And he's also Moshe Rabbeinu. He's also our teacher. I have to make sure wherever I go, whoever I interact with, however I interact, I'm proud to be a Jew. It was made into a song. I don't mean it as a cliche. How did Yonah say on the ship? Ivri anochi. Vasokei ha-shamayim ani yorei. Says the Medrash, he who identifies with his land will be buried in his land. He who does not will not. The cutoff between Moshe and Eretz Yisrael was so intense and severe to such a degree that not only was his ve'aschanan rejected, and not only was he not zvocha to kvura like the Avos and the Imahos, like the Rambam, like the Ramchal, like Rabbi Akiva, Halal Yafa Ariel in the ancient cemetery of Hebron, he's not even zocha that Yosef's kavura should be called on his name. If you're an Ivrit, make sure everybody knows it. Because you can't hold on to someone else's coattails when it's too little, too late, and say, oh, now I'm a Jew. Make sure from the outset, how we live, how we practice, how we walk, how we talk, how we interact, how we dress. Make sure everybody knows who we are. Make sure I know who I am, where I came from. That was the first thing Moshe was told at the snack. You're going to the land of Zavas Chalavu Dvash. Only he who identifies with his land will be Zocha ultimately to live, to be buried, to see the reap, the rewards of his land. If you started the mitzvah, make sure you finish it. And who do we learn from this? Many times, many places. I'm sure Chazal could have given us other examples of who we learn it from. But we specifically learn it from Yosef and Moshe. It's not just that he wasn't zocha to the kvura of Yosef on his name. It's specifically these two biblical personalities. One who is molded by Arzo and one who is not. We have to make sure, v'charta b'chayim, re'ei anochi. Look at the whole picture of Moshe. Look at the pass, the A pluses. Look at the missed opportunities. And learn from them how to live better lives as inspired Jews. Helena was waiting to say something first. Yeah.
But at the outset, even though Moshe grew up in the palace, he goes out to see
Correct.
What's happening with his brothers. So mm-hmm. he does identify as a Jew. And he kills the Mitri, who is, you know, fighting with the Jew in order you know. To save... So he does identify.
I know. Vayigda Moshe, vayetze alacha, vayar besivlosan, vayar yishmitzi make ish ivri. It's a difficult medrash. Is it because Moshe's whole life seems to identify otherwise, but nevertheless, this is what the medrash says. And that's why I said it's hard to say about Moshe, but we can say, what do we learn about ourselves, about Jews in a long galus, about how we identify and how we are identified. You're right. I understand. Yes.
Yeah, if Moshe would have gone into Eretz Yisrael after he davened, how would we ever live with the idea of not getting what we want? That whatever, if we davened hard enough, we would not get what we want. We think we were failures somehow. So I think that he davened so hard and that he didn't get what he wants is chizik for us to go on and still believe. Because if he would have gotten what he wanted, then we would say we failed
right.
all the time.
Right. So Berega Achas, the Gemara says, in Brachos, la'olam yisadar adam shivchal shomakum va'achar kachis palal. Who do we learn it from? Moshe. A person should always praise God and then plead. Who do we learn it from? Moshe. Why Moshe? We see this in other places. For example, Yaakov Avinu by the river Yabok, before he fights with Esau, when he asks God to save him, he praises Hashem. So why do we learn it from Moshe? Same question. The Gemara could have told us from many other biblical personalities. You should first praise, then ask. So someone proposed a very beautiful answer to me. She said, because if we really learned it from Yaakov Avinu, you would think that every time you ask for something, you get what you want. Right. Yaakov praised God. Okay? You would think that if you learn it from Yaakov, you're going to get everything you always want. You learn it from Moshe because you have to daven, but you don't always get what you want. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, Moshe was not there when they said Ish Mitzri.
I know, but nevertheless, the Medrash says he did not correct them. Nevertheless, the Moshe says, the Medrash nevertheless says he was identified as an Egyptian and he did not correct them. I know.
I also think it's kind of interesting.
That's why I said that it's difficult, but we still have to say, what do we learn? And what we learn is a very strong message.